In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred with the coolest conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Today's interview first aired Friday, October the 10th, 2014, making it one of our very first Coolest Conversations. My guest that day was Stefan Böhm, frontman for the German band The Satelliters. They're from Darmstadt in the Frankfurt area. They've been active since 1993, playing 60s-style garage rock and roll, and initially were influenced by the Mummies and had sort of a lo-fi sound. 2014 saw the release of their most recent album, More of the Satelliters, out on Dionysus Records, and it featured our then coolest song of the world, Gotta Get You Out of My Head. Let's hear some of that now, and then I'll be back on the line with Stefan for your Coolest Conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Twice to tell the truth and to tell no lies. You said you never wouldn't do what I told you to be true. Hey,
this is the Mighty Manfred. Back with you. And man, it is time to get today's Coolest Conversations underway. And joining me today is Stefan from the Satelliters. Hey, Stefan, how are you?
Hey, very fine, yeah. Now we got a hold of the new EP, and so everything is pretty good.
Oh, excellent. That's right. The new album that's out, More of the Satelliters, because the people can't get enough. Now, the Satelliters, you guys are from the Frankfurt area of Germany. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Rhine-Main area. Yes.
It says here that you guys, I mean, I know you guys have been around a long time. When did the band actually start?
We started in 1993 and continued since then with different lineups and so on. Yeah.
Oh, and how many of the guys from the original lineup are still in the band?
It's only me. In the moment, I'm the last of the original lineup because our bass player took some time off because he has a little child now. And but he's still in the band, but is not playing actually with us. But I'm the last one of the original lineup.
That's right. Wow. So the last and the best. The man forging the dream.
I hope so.
I know that when you guys started the band, no doubt riches and fame were in your eyes, but why play garage rock?
Yeah, because we love this kind of stuff, and you can dig all the time, all the years, and you can always dig deeper, and it's so much music from the 60s, and we just love the stuff, and we try to do our take on it, and it's so much fun, and to be on the road, to do records, to hang out with different people, it's just a great thing, and we still love it, so, and we can't play any other music at this point.
Well, so at the beginning, you guys were wearing ski masks. And you had sort of a lo-fi-ish sound, sort of like the I don't know whether directly inspired by the Mummies, but similar to that, let's say. how have things progressed or changed musically over the years? Is being lo-fi still a priority, or what do you think about in terms of recording music and writing songs? What is that process like for you guys?
Well, yes, as you said, in the beginning, it was very, very influenced by more of the trashier bands like Mummies and stuff like this, and so came all our outfits. And sure, as we were digging deeper in the sound and going on with our songwriting and things, yeah, it doesn't fit anymore to wear ski masks, and so we decided to drop this off and to go on another way, or in a way that was better for us and that fit for us much better. So yeah, this was the point. And yeah, as also the music developed, we had to do this. Yeah, it was getting very hard life under the masks, so it was better to have better ventilation without them when you play live, you know.
Well, exactly. You know, so with the Satelliters, they had their masks on, they took the masks off, and they're able to progress. But, you know, like Kiss, they had the makeup on, they took the makeup off, and then they realized they had to go back to hiding behind the makeup. They couldn't rock without it, but the Satelliters can. More of the Satelliters, that's like your 11th album. When did you guys record the record?
Yeah, through the last years, exactly, was the recordings were finished early last year, and yeah, this time it took another little bit longer to put the record out, because it's got this tip-on cover, you know, with the glued back and all this, and since we had managed everything with the graphics and so on, it took them a little bit longer. But we recorded, like, I would say, most of the material in 2012 and 13. So we always check some weekends between playing live and so on, or take sometimes a little summer break without gigs, and then we start recording and put together on the weekends like this.
So this, did you record the record in Germany, or where did you work on the album? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are working together with Iron Bar Studios, which is in the same building as our practice room, which is pretty good. So you can take all the gear you want very easy. And yeah, we work together with the guy since, I think, 1997 or something like this. And yeah, we also really progressed with all the gear, and he bought a lot of old stuff and tube preamps and everything, I don't know, and we bought a tape machine some years ago, 16 track, and so we can record all analog, and this is pretty good.
Excellent. And so we spoke already about initially you guys having sort of a Mummies or a lo-fi sort of thing. Are you familiar with the Miracle Workers?
Yeah, sure, definitely, yeah.
Do you think it's a valid comparison to say some of your more recent material sounds like the Miracle Workers, or do you not agree with that?
No, it's I like them a lot. I love them a lot. So yeah, they were very early on this sound, and I think some of their recordings are really among the best of all garage revival bands, in my opinion. And so, sure, yeah, it's great if there's a comparison like this, if we can get a little bit closer to bands like the Miracle Workers and all stuff. Yeah, it's okay, but we always take different takes, you know. Sometimes it sounds more like this, and it sounds more like the old bands. Yeah, there are so many influences, because we do not limit us only to listen to old bands or original stuff. We also pick the nowadays bands, because there should be also people who buy these records, like the Wobbles records.
Well, so the new album, you've also got a couple of covers on it as well. Let's see, you do a... Yeah, well, why don't you tell me, what are the covers that you do on the new album, and what were those groups, and why did you want to do those particular songs? What spoke to you about that those particular songs and groups?
Well, it's Girl It's Over, yeah, from the Six Deep. I think it's a pretty cool moody song, and it's pretty good to the Satelliters. And on this recording, I think we managed a pretty good original sound, which we like a lot. And what do we have as next is I was alone of the Exotics. I think Exotics are, yeah, a lot of people know them, and we always wanted to play a song of the Exotics, and I think the I Was Alone fits pretty good to the stuff on the new LP. Yeah, so yeah, we always pick up some cover versions. Yeah, sometimes it's more on the LP, sometimes it's less. But we always had some on our recordings, and so we have or we do not break with this tradition now.
Cool. How often do you guys play shows? You mentioned playing shows as you're working on the album. You know, you work on the album for a while, and then you go do some shows. How often do you guys perform?
Well, it depends, you know, how much time we have for free, because we all have to do day jobs for sure. And but usually we do like one or two weekends a month. It depends on the possibilities and you know how much time you want to spend for it. Yeah, that's it. Sometimes we take a break. So usually it's a line of 3 or 4 months where we play very regularly, and then we have a couple of months free to work on new material or just to jam around or what the hell, yeah, or to drink beer.
Where in Europe are your where in Europe is it the best to play, do you think?
Well, I think in the last years there are many cool places, new places in Europe to play, as you surely know. But I think it's pretty good in Spain. Is yeah, there are so many great people and enthusiastic people. And yeah, I think this is really, for me, it's the best in the moment.
Well, you have to forgive me. I'm not sure. I don't think you guys have played the U.S. before. Maybe a festival. Have you played in the U.S. before?
Yeah, we played in first time in 1997 on a West Coast tour. And then we had a short tour in California in 2005. Was like 4 or 5 dates, and the last time we played in the States was in New York in 2007. It was at the Capestone Festival together with the Sonics and other cool European bands like The Urges or the Staggers.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the Urges. That's the band from Ireland, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw those guys at South by Southwest several years ago, and they told me that they almost didn't get to come to the U.S. because two of the band members' mothers did not want them coming to the U.S. because they were certain that their sons would be shot, especially if they went to Texas. So since the times that you've come to the U.S., have you ever felt like somebody was gunning for you?
No, I don't have this feeling. I think it was pretty good. A lot of people, you know, we are doing this so long and we know a lot of people from everywhere, and it's always great to meet the guys, especially Lee Joseph, you know, as we work with Dinosaurs Records since 1996. Yeah. So for us, it's always a pleasure to be there, and there was never any fear, or I can't remember, maybe also too much beer, I don't know, or what else. But it, no, it was cool. We only had one thing. We were invited for the festival in 2001, and it was just right after 9/11. And at this time around, we decided to or not to go. So, okay, but I think those reasons were obvious, yeah.
So I'm hoping that you guys will play here again sometime soon, and I can check you out, because all those times you listed, you were over mm-hmm. here, like playing on the West Coast. I wasn't. Now I live in Los Angeles, but I wasn't on the West Coast then. And the other festivals and stuff, I was gone. So I look forward to seeing you guys, whether it's somewhere here stateside, or maybe we can play together sometime overseas. Stefan, thank you so much for speaking with me today, having the coolest conversations with me. And we're going to go out on another song from More of the Satelliters. We're going to go out on the tune It's Gotta Be You, right here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I
In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.